Buff's attending to family matters. He'll be in tomorrow. He flies in tomorrow. He'll be ready for the game.
There is a big snowstorm up there. Are you concerned with that at all, or deal with that when you get to it, I guess?
Well, you'd have to be a little bit concerned because I think they're expecting some things all the way down from Winnipeg down to Chicago through Mini and all that stuff. So that will be a little bit of a concern. But if something happens there, you know, Meech would go in.
And you worked Miettinen with Jokinen today. Is that your plan for tomorrow, do you think?
Possibly. We want to just try to create some chemistry and see if we can get some chemistry going with Oli and Wright and see what takes place there. You know, I thought that in the case of Peluso, I thought he had been doing pretty good on that line, pretty decent for the amount of time that he played, and I thought he was good in that first period the other night. But now we'll try Miettinen and see how he does.
Different coaches have different expectations from their goaltending, and some guys just say, we want our goalie to give us an opportunity to win the game. And give us your philosophy on that and where Andre fits into that right now.
Well, I think pretty much all the coaches feel the same way, as if they can manage the game well enough to give us an opportunity. I think that he does that. The other thing is right now we're kind of we're in close contact with Wade Flaherty and Pavs and communicating very much with him. We don't have a plan as to say this is the number and this is the number you're going to give up. We do know the schedule. We know the schedule this month, so we're trying to stay ahead of that. Will he play all three games on this trip? We'll see how you kind of have to measure the games and see how the games go and what the workload is. You know, I think he's gone pretty good as of late, so we'll measure it game by game. But recognizing that somewhere in here, 16 games in the month of March is going to be a pretty heavy load. So I would like to think that he won't play all of them. So let's put it that way.
But in the context of the big picture of trying to stay above the line, he's been pretty important for you.
Yeah, he's been very important for us. You know, as he goes, we go. He gives us an opportunity. You know, and he did the other night. He made some huge saves and gave us an opportunity again. So that's what's really helped us. And you can see with other teams as well that that's a lot of what takes place around the league. The same type of scenario where the goalie gives you a chance to win, and he's done that. You know, he to me is now is in. He looks like he's in a really good groove. He looks like he's confident. He's doing a lot of good things for me, so he's in a good place.
How many power play goals per game do you have to score to get to 45,000 on this trip?
Well, we notched about four this morning.
They don't count.
They don't count. So we got a ways to go.
What part has Pav played in your penalty kill that's gotten so much better?
Well, he always plays a part. We always know that. If you look at save percentage on penalty killing and your penalty killing percentage, a lot of them go hand in hand, you know. He's played a big part of it, but I like our penalty killing as of late. It's been aggressive. It's been intelligent. It's been mindset is good on it, and that's what we need out of our power play, you know, and that comes with just having success and building confidence, which has not happened on the power play.
Does it feel like this group has more confidence just because of how well he did on the road the last time?
Well, I think we recognize that if we play for 60 minutes and we play the right way, we give ourselves a chance to win the game. And road doesn't seem to be a big factor as it was last year. It was a big dark cloud hanging over our head last year, and there was a lot of talk about it. So this year we've gone pretty good. So we, in a short season like this, we really got to make sure that we're taking advantage of every game and trying to get points because it's just so close all the time. So the road for us, you know, we were comfortable the last time on the road. You still, you know, we got timely goals, and you're still going to need them. We didn't get them in the last game at home. We didn't get any, you know, so.
And three games against divisional opponents here all in a short span.
Well, it's three games, and they're in your division. And, you know, I think we need to set our sights on Carolina and seeing if we can chip away at the difference in the points within our division and continually try to get points and trying to win, you know. As much as we were winning games cleanly, you know, if you lose games cleanly too, it just comes back and gets you that way too. So every point is important right now at this juncture.
That's a debate that fans have all the time. Which is the best way for the Jets to get into the playoffs, win the division or finish in the top eight in the conference. You just mentioned Carolina. Obviously, if you finish first in division, you're at the worst third in the conference, and that's a better seat to be in.
Yes. You know, I don't know that we sit there and target one versus the other. I think you have to just focus on the game that you're playing. I've talked about that many times and try to, you know, you start focusing about the eight and the line and keeping these guys behind us. We know they're there, but I think you have to have singular focus to a degree where you're thinking about the game in front of you and you're looking for ways to win that game. If it's a division game, then it's, to me, it's a little more important in the fact that you win 2 points, you don't give your opponent 2 points in your same division. It gets you a chance to really get to that top if that's what you're trying to do. And for me, that would be really good as if we're able to get first in our division because of exactly what you said. You know, it ends up seeds you third, and that's a lot better.